here on Epiphany on this cold Wednesday winter afternoon, but the sun is shining, so I'm going to look at the bright side of things. The sun is shining, and I really appreciate that. I'm grateful for the sun because it does affect my mood. Talking with us now is Jonathan Hess. He's the head of Southeast Michigan Chapter of the Chesterton Society and a convert of the faith. Jonathan, welcome back. I think you've been on before. Welcome back to Epiphany.
Hey, thank you, Vanessa. It's good to be here.
Good to have you. So share with our listeners, Jonathan, about the Chesterton Society. Give us an overview. What is it?
Yeah, so the Chesterton Society is a society built around the ideas of G.K. Chesterton, who was a convert himself to the faith from the interwar period between World War I and World War II. And the things that really caught a hold of everyone who's part of the Chesterton Society is Chesterton's joy in being both a man and a Christian and Catholic ultimately, and his humor and his wit. He's very, very commonsensical. He can talk to anyone. He speaks to the common man on a very deep level that's not really highly complicated or intellectual.
Mm-hmm. And so what was your goal for creating the Chesterton Society? What were you hoping to accomplish or to get how to engage people?
So here locally we created the chapter to bring people together who wanted to discuss and talk about all of Chesterton's ideas and do that in an open forum where we could just all share what we're going through, share the ideas we're thinking about, and kind of replicate what Chesterton had with his friends, whereas they'd go down to the pub and they would talk to each other about all the ideas they were having and debate and argue, just a very wholesome and lively conversation.
So how is the premise designed to help us on our own faith journey, and how has it helped you, you know, as you embarked on this work?
Yeah, so my introduction to Chesterton was as a teenager, and when I found him, it was the first time I saw that kind of zeal for living well, both as a man and as a Christian. We live in a world that's increasingly unnatural. We shy away from everything that's ordinary. For example, the little way of Saint Teresa, I believe.
Yeah.
But Chesterton really emphasizes that joy and zeal for life itself that God has given us in a way that I'd never seen from a Christian perspective before.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately that led me to the Catholic faith as the fulfillment of that joyful living.
You know, let's elaborate on that. There's a wonderful article, by the way, in the Detroit Catholic written by Daniel Malloy about the Chesterton Society and Wit, Wisdom, and Wonder. I love that title, Wit, Wisdom, and Wonder. Local Chesterton admires unpacked author's timeless words. Tell us what led you to elaborate more for us, Jonathan, about your journey into Catholicism.
Yeah, so it was a long journey, that's definitely for sure. I'm in my 30s now, and finally have arrived in the true faith, and so much of that was because of Chesterton. He had showed me what Catholicism was before I knew it, through his writings, through even his novels. He shows what the Catholic faith is without either cramming it down your throat or making it preachy. It's just there in all of his works. You can see it and feel it. And it was something, once I discovered Chesterton, I wanted, and I didn't know how to get it. I was in denial for a long time about it being the Catholic faith. For most of my Protestant past, I would joke that Chesterton was right about everything but becoming Catholic. And then I realized that that was the reason he was right about everything, was because he was Catholic.
Wow. That sounds like an epiphany moment right there.
Yeah, it really was. It really was.
So, what, you know, this article in the Detroit Catholic, very well written, I love it. You know, what else do you want people to know? And how can they get involved in what you're doing with the Chesterton Society? What are you hoping people will do? What's the call to action, so to speak?
Yeah, the call to action, I would say, is start diving into Chesterton. If you've never read him before, I encourage everyone to read him. He made me so much, for lack of a better term, it's a very simple term, but I think it's appropriate. He made me a happier person, not just as a Catholic, as a Christian at the time, but as a man as well. There wasn't a disconnect anymore between me being a Christian and me being a man. He kind of puts those two together very well. And so I encourage people to start reading if you haven't read anything. There's some sets of essays that you can find online, or they have some of his books at the store. And he does have a little bit archaic language for a lot of people nowadays, but just try getting through a couple articles, and you'll just see how beautiful and joyful he is.
So you mentioned in this article in the Detroit Catholic, and we'll put this on the Epiphany Archives section at AveMariaRadio.net, because I really encourage our listeners to read it. Well-written article by Daniel Malloy. You said, I knew several people fascinated with Chesterton, including Congressman Thad McCotter, who you worked for. I haven't seen or talked to Thad in a long Congressman McCotter in a long time. We actually were really good friends with his cousins. So tell us what that experience was like when you met people, you know, who were fascinated by Chesterton, and how did that, you know, increase your interest in him?
Yeah, I believe that was one of the other gentlemen that was interviewed that
That
comment.
I apologize.
No, that's all right. But but it is true. It was amazing finding out. So for me, meeting people who even knew who Chesterton was, because as I was growing up, no one knew who Chesterton was.
Yeah.
So the first time I met people who knew who Chesterton was, it was exciting. It was exciting to be able to talk about this man that I'd known for quite a while through his writings. And the first place I found that was in the Chesterton Society locally.
Yeah. You know, reading, you mentioned start reading his work and discussing it. You know, reading enhances, obviously, our faith journey and our knowledge, but the discussion part with other people, and that's what I think I loved always about being in book clubs, having those discussions with people. Jonathan, how does that help you? Like, just having that camaraderie, and you have common ground around Chesterton, and learning, and you grow in faith. Can you kind of explain that to our listeners about the value of that?
It's very nice to not. So often we live in a world inundated with so many things that are contrary to our faith.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to not feel like you're crazy. To be there, to be with people who believe the same things you do, and can corroborate the things that you're noticing.
Yeah.
And have a good time at the same time. It's a very human experience to be able to have that camaraderie, and it is an example of what I say when I say Chesterton is his emphasis on the natural and the wholesome, just the down-to-earth goodness of living.
Yeah. Jonathan, I love that you said that for so many reasons. I'm going to tell you, first of all, Teresa Tommy and I have a little, and people know it if you listen to either of our programs on a regular basis, we have a little therapy group with fellow journalists that we know, and some of them are still in the media, so that we can't reveal their names. But we get together because we are like-minded, and we feel like we're not crazy. You know what I mean? And so you need that. And I remember praying a prayer in 2020 And I wrote the story in Teresa's book, Listening for God, and I remember having a prayer, and I said, God, you know what? I don't do crazy, so I'm going to give you crazy, and I'm going to do what I can do. Because there's so much crazy in the world, and I love the fact that you can embrace that concept in a non-threatening way. This is not about politics. This is not getting into a fight about political issues. This is really embracing the writings of Chesterton and his beliefs and philosophies around the Catholic faith and having a wonderful, fruitful conversation around this amazing writer.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, and it's non-threatening. It's not, you know, you can engage in a critical conversation. And what I love about this too, Jonathan, what you're talking about, the Chesterton Society, it really embraces what we've lost in this country, and that's critical thinkers.
Right, absolutely. And honest thinkers as well.
Yeah.
People who want to find the truth. Mm. And that was what I encountered in the Chesterton Society. It was the first time I had found a group of, at the time we had maybe 12 people getting together and talking about Chesterton. It was the first time that I had ever sat down with 12 people at the same time, and we could all discuss and debate and argue without any sort of animosity. We were truly all there for the same reason, which was to live better and to know more and give glory to God.
But you said something so important, Jonathan, and I'm going to tell you, that was one of my favorite quotes anybody said on this radio station, is people who are wanting to find the truth. Because that is something that causes exactly what you said didn't happen, the animosity, the fighting, because you're in a room with people who don't want to really seek the truth. They want to just be right. They want to.
Right.
They want what they believe to be true instead of seeking the truth. And so your point is so important. You can get 100 people, 1,000 people, 1,000,000 people together, and if they're all out there to seek the truth, you're not going to have the fighting. Because you'll have great conversations, but you're not going to have the hate, the fighting, the name-calling, the attacking, because the goal is the same, is seeking the truth.
Yeah, exactly. You have a common goal.
Yeah, I love it. I love that. Jonathan, what else do you want to share with our listeners here in Epiphany about the Chesterton Society and your involvement?
Yeah, I mean, we would love to have anyone join that would like to. We meet first, second Thursdays now of every month over at the Chesterton Academy of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And anyone who wants to contact me, I'd love to be reached out to if anyone's interested. We're always open to new people, and you don't have to know anything about Chesterton. Just show up at a meeting, and we'll have a lively conversation.
Great. So how do they do that? How do they reach you? We'll put it on our archive section of Epiphany, too. What information do you want to give out to people?
Yeah, they can reach me at my phone number here at 947-414-9500. That's probably the best place to reach me.
Great. Jonathan, thank you so much. And again, we'll put this article up in the archive section along with your phone number at Epiphany, the Epiphany archive section at AveMariaRadio.net. Jonathan Hess, thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us the Chesterton Society story.
Thank you, Vanessa. It's been a pleasure.
God bless you and all that you do.